Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that Edward refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for November the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and one of the great solutions to restore the republic, to protect the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour one in the can already. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. Now, we had on our guest, well-known security expert Tim Starks, and we're going to be breaking that down over the next several months, how you can be secure, how government can remain secure, and how we can make sure that we protect some of the most important assets we've got in the world today, that is information. And it's being breached by those who could care less. They want to protect their own hides. They have their own agendas. There's political intrigue going on everywhere. And it's got to be stopped. With that in mind, there's several people running for president, as you know. Most of them don't get any coverage at all. You know, you got a binary discussion because the mainstream press forces that upon us. We need new media taking center stage to reject that narrative. Nevertheless, you got Donald or Hillary. And by the way, I think Hillary's a criminal. And so even though I don't really like a lot of what Donald does, and even though I have not endorsed Donald Trump, I've endorsed Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley on the Constitution Party ticket, I will say that I want Donald to win over Hillary big time. I mean big time. Because at least Donald's talking about some of the right things. At least Donald's pro-life as opposed to pro-death. At least Donald wants lower taxes and less government, not more. At least Donald had put some decent people, some of them that I actually know, on the Supreme Court. Even since Donald's surrounding himself with good, honest people, I mean, you just look at the people around them. There's a lot of good people around Donald. I don't know any good people around Hillary. I mean, it's amazing. So the discussion's pretty simple that folks should vote for Trump, and we should put Hillary in prison, certainly not president. Trump for president, Hillary for prison should be the bumper sticker. Anyway, I digress, except to say that a lot of the candidates aren't even being talked about. And two of my favorite, Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley, presidential, vice presidential candidates on the Constitution Party ticket, never get enough coverage to even have people know their names hardly. It's sad, to say the least. I wish I could do more. I've had them on. We'll have them on again. But besides us and besides a few, there's just no coverage. However, I got good news. Daryl Castle's supposed to be on Glenn Beck's show in a few minutes. So that's good news. Glenn, glad you came to the table. Might be a day late and a dollar short, but better late than never, as they say. Anyway, there's a guy by the name of, well, they call him Evan McMullen, but his real name's David. And David, or Evan McMullen, has decided to run third party, I think, at the urging of a Mitt Romney and others. Others in the inside Republican Party have urged Evan to run to try to derail Trump's bid for the presidency. And Evan McMullen has come out of nowhere, so to speak, literally become incredibly populist, well-known in Utah and Idaho and some of the mountain states, literally garnering the Mormon vote. They tout every day that he's a Mormon. They tout every day that he's a graduate from Brigham Young University. He's got a bachelor's degree. They tout that he used to work for the CIA. They tout that he's worked for government. He's served his country well and everything else. And some of those things may have a grain of truth in them. But I say that it's also a manipulation. It's also a perversion of reality and the truth. Evan McMullen running around saying, the reason that I'm running is because I prayed to God, and by all accounts, I need to run. People need a good, honest, moral choice to vote for. I find that laughable because it would take him about 5 seconds, if he's really a CIA expert like he claims, to discover Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley on the Constitution ticket, back their candidacies. But no, He literally runs on his own. And he's put together, in my opinion, a hostile campaign. This Evan Mullen. And the reason that I say a hostile campaign, a lot of the Mormons and people in Utah think he's a good guy, an all-American. But I say a hostile campaign because he's relentlessly attacked the Trump supporters. And primarily what he does is he says, hey, Trump supporters are a bunch of white supremacists and bigots and racists and ne'er-do-wells and immoral people and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's almost, it's surprising, it's almost like he's attacking Trump by far more than Hillary, which I can't even comprehend. I'm not telling you Trump's great, but I am telling you, compared to Hillary, wow. I mean, I would kind of compare it to like Trump's a nanny and Hillary's a hooker. Just my opinion. But I mean, it's almost that extreme of a comparison. The nanny might be kind of naughty, but I don't know that it compares to the Hillary. Well, that's kind of what the deal is. But this McMullen guy turns out to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's been involved in the CIA. And he's a Johnny-come-lately to politics. He's 40-something years old, and all of a sudden, magically, in literally not weeks, not months, really, but literally almost days, he has somehow come from a nobody, you haven't even heard his name, to bam. He might just change the whole election. He might make a difference in the state of Utah and Idaho and a few other states to change the Electoral College enough to let Hillary skate to the Oval Office and Donald to be relegated to the heap of reality TV. I mean, it's striking how significant this is. Well, anyway, Evan has been attacking everybody on Twitter and saying how racists are supporting the Donald and everything else. And I reject that remark because I resemble it. I'm a white guy. I'm a male. And I believe that people should be able to advocate for their race, for their beliefs. Everybody should. Europeans, Mexicans, Asians, anybody. Black people, white people. Hey, it's okay to celebrate your heritage. That doesn't mean that I believe in a supremacy of any kind. That doesn't believe that I believe in any way that people are just inferior because of the pigmentation in their skin. I believe people are gauged on how they treat others and on the content of their character. And I believe all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. That's the Declaration of Independence, which codified itself into the Constitution. And the founders did their very best to reject racism of every kind. Yeah, they were born into an incredibly racist society in many ways. They also did their very best to right those wrongs. And yeah, it took generations to accomplish. That's the sad reality of societies. However, we've done more good for more people in the history of the world, that's we the people in America, than any other nation, bar none. I challenge anybody to debate me on that reality. America's been good for every people, every person that's ever come to the place. And I bring that up because as peoples, we need to not have a tear in our beer, cry over spilled milk, whatever term you want to use, and have these arguments of this hatred towards one another. That's what's tearing America down, in my humble opinion. We don't want to preach doom and gloom for the country. We want to preach that it's the best nation on the planet. And it is because we obey godly principles. And the people that live here are godly people, and so they're blessed. That's the message we should be sending around the world. But what we're sending is this fighting. Mr. McMullen running around calling everybody a racist that supports Donald. Everyone's a ne'er-do-well. Everybody's evil. Everybody's got problems. Well, some people are absolutely sick of it. And I don't blame them for being sick of it, but they're firing back. And now there's an epic battle literally happening in the Rocky Mountain states that's gone national. And that battle is that a man by the name of Bill Johnson, William Johnson, he's a well-known farmer, a well-known attorney in Southern California. He has taken out robocalls. He's sending a robocall, started last night late, and it's basically going to go to 193,000 households in the state of Utah. And it's 193,000 households this robocall will go to. It cost about $2,000 to make happen, so it's a small drop in the bucket financially. Nevertheless, what Bill Johnson has to say is pretty bold, pretty in your face, and partially, I would say for the most part, true. However, I personally believe that Bill has crossed the line. And again, what we've done is we've said we're going to fight fire with fire. But it's almost that we're spending our time tearing each other down rather than building America. Let me let you hear the robocall. Then we're going to talk about it. What I like about it, what I don't like about it. I'm going to be as fair to Bill as I can. And then I'm going to give you a contrast commercial that we were involved in creating. Here's the robocall first from Bill Johnson attacking. Well, all right, I'll make you wait for the pause. Isn't that great radio when we do that? Just make you wait for the pause. So Bill Johnson put a robocall against Evan McMillan in defense of Trump. It's kind of Trump-esque in a way. And you'll hear the details in seconds on your favorite news that networks refuse to use, talk station.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke, and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking, and I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking, because my mom sends those things out. And she's, like, sitting here folding them up, and I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, well, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so this robocall from William Johnson, white nationalist, and a farmer attorney from California, Bill Johnson's a Mormon. Evan McMullen, or David McMullen's his real name, is a Mormon. And so the attack comes from Bill to 193,000 households in Utah. Here's the robocall.
Hello, my name is William Johnson. I'm a farmer and a white nationalist. I make this call against Evan McMullen and in support of Donald Trump. Evan McMullen is an open borders amnesty supporter. Evan has two mommies. His mother is a lesbian married to another woman. Evan is okay with that. Indeed, Evan supports the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. Evan is over 40 years old and is not married and doesn't even have a girlfriend. I believe Evan is a closet homosexual. Don't vote for Evan McMullen. Vote for Donald Trump. He will respect all women and be a president we can all be proud of. I paid for this ad for the American National Super PAC. 213-718-3908.
And there you have it. Now, I know Bill Johnson personally. He is a great guy. Let's talk about each piece of this ad for a second. Number one, he says he's a white nationalist. I personally reject that term, okay? Because when you say nationalist, it makes it sound like I somehow think America, the term nationalist smacks to me of superiority in a negative way. But I do believe in our nation. I do believe in our country. And again, it all depends on how you wordsmith words. If you say I'm a nationalist in that I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the ideals that made America great, then okay, I am. The problem is when they put nationalist then and add white, then they basically simultaneously say white nationalist, white supremacist, and now I'm some kind of a racist bigot hater. That's the lie that I reject. But Bill's okay saying he's a white nationalist because he wants to celebrate his European heritage and he wants to celebrate the nation as opposed to globalism. I get it, and I understand. Now, that doesn't make Bill a bad guy. Okay? In America, one of the most important things we need to realize is people should have the right to free speech. And just because we don't like the speech they give or they, you know, use, that doesn't mean that we should put our rights in jeopardy because we're so afraid of this supremacist or whatever manipulated labels they put. Don't fall for the lie. You've got talk show hosts that are super conservative running around right now, absolutely slaughtering Bill over this issue. And they're ready to put their free speech on the altar of political correctness, of backing away from Bill. I won't do that. Bill's a personal friend. I like him. I know his heart. He's a great guy. And I'm telling you right now, just because he uses the word white nationalist and I reject that term, we're still friends and we can agree to disagree. And that doesn't mean that I will abandon my friends. And if they want to lie then and use the guilt by association, absolute satanic deception, to call me that, then so be it. But I'm not afraid of who I am. I'm not in any way a supremacist. I'm an American who believes in my country. And oh yeah, I happen to be white, and I will not apologize for my heritage that God gave me. Nor do I think any race should apologize for their heritage that God gave them. And I don't think that the two need to be at odds. Or that if I celebrate one, that I'm against the other. That's all a big lie. It's the way they manipulate it. It's kind of like saying if you're a 9/11 truther, you're willing to work with Al-Qaeda and destroy the country. That's a Glenn Beck claim. That's a lie too. I don't believe the 9/11 official story. I also don't believe in a lot of the lies about 9/11 either. But I stand for freedom, and I stand on principle. And when a principle is right, then I stand with that right. When a principle is wrong, then I reject that wrong. And I hope to do that every time with absolute fidelity to reality and to the truth and to honor and to moral and to integrity. And the same goes with people. Okay, I'm not going to abandon a personal friend who I know to be a good person despite the manipulation from the media. Okay, Bill uses the term white nationalist. I don't like that term, but you know what? Bill's free to use that term, and I'm not going to violate his free speech rights and or throw Bill under the bus in any way because he believes that or he's okay with that. All right, now when we talk about this McMullen thing, McMullen calling everybody a white supremacist, McMullen, shame on you. It is a lie. It isn't true. But because you've struck out attacking all of Trump's supporters with such hatred and abuse, now Bill's giving it back to you. Right? And so then Bill says, hey, this guy's an amnesty guy. He believes in open borders. McMullen says that's not true. But the evidence is there. Hillary says she's not an open border person either. But I would have to say that Bill's correct on that. When Bill says, you know what, his parents divorced, that's true. When Bill says that McMullen's mother married a woman, that's all true too. When he says that Evan is plus 40, over 40 years old, and doesn't have a girlfriend. That's true, too, admitted by McMullen. When he says he doesn't even have a girlfriend, that's true, too. But when Bill then says that McMullen is gay, he says, I believe McMullen to be a homosexual. I personally think Bill's gone too far. I don't have evidence of that, and I'm not going to make a claim like that. However, once again, I defend Bill's free speech rights. William Johnson could say that if he wants to. This is not China. This is America. You can disagree. You can call Bill deplorable if you want. Okay? But here's the problem. McMullen cries to the press that Bill has disparaged him, meaning McMullen, as a homosexual, while simultaneously Mr. McMullen slanders all Trump supporters as being white supremacists. And believe it or not, white supremacist has become a far more derogatory term in our lexicon than gay or homosexual now. So here's the deal. McMullen literally calls Kurt Crosby and Sam Bushman and James Edwards and others white supremacists without any evidence, without any facts. Well, McMullen, you have your free speech rights. I disagree with you. I think it's wrong, but you can have that opinion if you want. But now Bill Johnson can have his opinion that you're a gay man, too. And so I'm not defending the robo-ad because I believe we all ought to take a step back and have a little bit of, well, I wrote an article called A Clarion Call for Civility. I think we ought to take a step back and have a little bit of civility here, personally. However, you know what? If McMullen can attack us as white supremacists, Bill can certainly attack McMullen as gay. However, what's fascinating is nobody blinks an eye when everybody attacks Donald Trump and Donald Trump supporters as so-called racists, white supremacists, haters, and the list goes on and on. But they absolutely go berserk if William Johnson, a well-known farmer and attorney who's willing to use the white nationalist term, goes after McMullen and says, man, what's up with you? You run around and don't have a girlfriend. You're 40 plus years old. Your mother is a lesbian and married a woman in the past. And by the way, McMullen's okay with that. When McMullen was asked if he supported traditional marriage, he said, yes, I believe in one man, one woman marriage. That's what my church teaches me, and that's what I believe. However, when he was asked if he would ever turn, or I'm sorry, if he would seek to overturn the same-sex marriage, he said, no, I wouldn't overturn the court. I respect the court, and I'm okay with same-sex marriage. Well, that's kind of the problem. See, Bill's right on that, too. Evan McMullen is not the conservative that we believe him to be, if he's okay with same-sex marriage. Now, how do you reject the sin but love the sinner? In McMullen's defense, I get it. He's saying, my mom's a lesbian, and you know I'm not just going to throw my mom under the bus. I love her. And my response is, it's very easy to separate the sin and the sinner when you deal with principle. Here's how it is. I reject same-sex marriage because it's evil and against God's laws. That doesn't mean that I hate those who are embroiled in sin and practice it. Oh, the mainstream press are going to have a heyday with this broadcast, aren't they? Well, anyway, so I'm telling you that I think that McMullen's over the top attacking all of us Trump supporters by calling us white supremacists. And McMullen, I challenge you to do a live broadcast interview to discuss this with Sam Bushman. But I have a feeling you're chicken and can't get it done. Nevertheless, I also think that Bill may be over the top on this. But Bill actually funded an incredible ad that I produced. And James Edwards and I voiced. I'm going to play that in contrast, okay?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Various British newspapers like the Daily Mail are blaring headlines about Britain preparing to send up to 800 troops to Estonia in the spring, along with drones and Challenger 2 tanks, which would be sent for reassurance and deterrence. Those headlines reflect concerns that this is the biggest military buildup on Russia's borders since the Cold War. Speaking at NATO headquarters in Brussels, British Defense Minister Brian Fallon said, I am confirming details today of our deployment as part of the forward presence in Estonia next year, a full-sized battalion with light armor Challenger 2 tanks warrior vehicles, French and Danish companies in support. That deployment will begin next spring, specifically in May. He confirmed, as well, plans for the first ever deployment of RAF Typhoons to the Black Sea region as part of Southern Air Policing next year in Romania. Of course, military experts know that a force of 800 troops is no deterrence to a Russian invasion, which would involve hundreds of thousands of troops and 1,000 tanks. So this is not a provocation for war, although if the troops were attacked, it could provide an excuse for counterattack and full-scale war, as is the case with the badly outnumbered and overmatched U.S. and Allied force near the DMZ in South Korea. The British troops deployed to Estonia would serve as a tripwire for war. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, for commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to libertynewsdaily.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. So it's interesting, Evan McMullen attacking all of us as white supremacists and racist, and Bill Johnson, well-known attorney, attacking McMullen, saying you're a gay man. You know, neither have evidence, but both are entitled to their opinions. And in my mind, it's quite sad that we somehow accept that Evan McMullen can make a claim like that, nobody bats an eye. But if Bill Johnson makes a statement like that, everybody goes berserk and says, where's your proof? Where's your proof? Well, I don't even know that Mr. Johnson needs proof to express his opinion. And I think we ought to be super careful in America, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be deceived and throw away your First Amendment rights or the rights of others. Do you want to say that McMullen's deplorable and Bill's deplorable? Okay, go ahead. I personally think this mutual destruction plan is not a good one. And I think we ought to have a clarion call for civility. Although, I, you know what, I've attacked people on the air plenty too. But at some point, where do we go, right? Well, Bill Johnson, not only did he fund that robocall yesterday, and I think he's kind of stepped over the line personally, but at the same time, I absolutely defend Bill's free speech rights. And I defend Bill as a personal friend and a good guy, even if I disagree with something that he's done. And I don't bring that up to focus on the disagreement, but to say it's okay to disagree, folks. It's okay for Bill to do something and for me to disagree. That doesn't mean that I'm going to throw his free speech rights away. That doesn't mean that I'm going to jettison him as a good guy and a friend. And just because I won't jettison him, that doesn't mean that I'm guilty as charged by association. But anyway, Bill Johnson funded a different commercial. I produced it. James Edwards voiced it. I voiced the tag. James Edwards wrote the commercial. And Bill Johnson helped fund it. It's playing all over the country right now. It is, in contrast, one of the best commercials I have ever heard. Listen to it, and I submit that we ought to take the high road. And this commercial does exactly that. Listen up.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you: Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee. So I like the deplorable term a little better than the white nationalist term used on the other commercial. I like the idea that we highlight the differences between the candidates. I like the idea that we don't really attack one another. We deal more with principles and issues and leave people personally out of it. That's just my humble opinion, to which I'm entitled. I think the high road is kind of the way we ought to go on this. But nevertheless, the robocall's out there. Kurt, do you want to break it down? What are your thoughts?
You know, when I look at this whole thing, you know, I think you've analyzed it pretty well. And, you know, taking the high road is certainly what I'd recommend when you look at so many of the real issues. You know, for example, you know, the issue of abortion, the issue of, you know, I mean, you go on down the list of the illegal immigration. There's just so many real issues that ought to be focused on. You know, I see the concerns that Mr. Mr. Bill has expressed. He's concerned that in Utah, this, you could almost say nobody is getting all this coverage, both local and, you know, money coming into him from, you know, in many ways questionable sources. And he's risen to oppose, if not maybe even displace, Donald Trump here in Utah and maybe even other states that could very well put the presidency in the lap of Hillary Clinton. And I can see his concerns, and you know, I agree with you in that he has the right to participate in this way. It's just something I wouldn't do at this time.
I wouldn't do what McMullen's done either, by the way, just running around claiming everybody's a white supremacist either.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm surprised. I didn't know this information about McMullen's mother. You know, and I find it interesting that, you know, at least I didn't hear of that before. You know, when I read about,
but it is true though. I mean, everybody's blatantly saying that it's true, and I have a soundbite of McMullen even claiming that, yeah, that's correct, that his mother is a lesbian and has married another woman or whatever. And by the way, McMullen is responsible for his own actions and not for his mother's actions. In other words, he's responsible for his own sins and not for Adam's transgression. So I don't really like that guilt by association. But what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I gotta admit. Yep. You know,
good point. There.
That's kind of the problem with all this.
Yep.
Where do we go from here? If it's just attack versus hostility, what I'd like to spend time on is restoring the country. And it's not a matter of whether I'm okay with gay marriage or not. Okay, I simply say that God's not okay with it, and so I'm not okay with it, Kurt. It's just how I am.
Imagine that.
I don't really make all the rules, Kurt. Sometimes I wish I made more rules than I make. But see, God's in charge, and I want to do my best to follow God. I want to make my will his will. And I think that's what my Savior taught me to do. And so, you know, I just want to kind of roll that way. And I wish more people would see it that way. Right? I mean, is that crazy?
No, that's what it should be like, Sam.
Well, and, you know, I know people are just kind of like, oh, Sam, that's just your opinion. That's right, it is. And I'm entitled to it. I'm also entitled to the reality that we need to not throw McMullen or Bill Johnson under the bus for their free speech. I don't like the way either of them use their free speech. Although I have to say I agree with Bill a gazillion times more than I agree with McMullen. McMullen's a nut, Kurt. He's been with the CIA for years. He's basically an upstart from nowhere. No one knows his history. He's lived a very interesting, strange life. And we're supposed to accept him over Trump? With what evidence? With what proof? Usually you want to see somebody in office and kind of see their mettle tested a little bit first. This guy wants to run for president. What office has he held? Or what, as a businessman, has he done? What has he done to warrant us to consider him for president? Now, I look at Scott Bradley and Daryl Castle, and I said, Daryl Castle's a well-known attorney. He's been in the Constitution Party, stood for the principles of liberty for decades. Scott Bradley, now here's what's fascinating. They tout that Evan McMullen has a BYU degree, a degree from Brigham Young University, but he only has a bachelor's degree. And they tout that in everything I see about McMullen. BYU graduate, BYU graduate. He's a Mormon, as if that's going to just sway all Mormons to vote for him. What's fascinating is Scott Bradley has a master's degree from Brigham Young University. So McMullen only has a bachelor's. Scott Bradley has a master's. And they don't mention that once, Kurt. Now, McMullen
further.
Well,
they don't even mention Scott Bradley. You know.
Correct. But even when they do, on occasion, sometimes derogatory even, but they don't mention that he's got a master's degree from Brigham University and that he's a PhD. I don't mention that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, McMullen says that he felt like we need a good person to run, you know, so we've got a good person to vote for. Did he ever check out Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley? Because if he did, I'm wondering what his problems are with those guys. They're as constitutional as it gets. They're solid men that stand for traditional marriage. Both of them have been married for like 40 years to the same woman. Well, not the same woman. They each have their own wife, right? Yeah. But Daryl's stayed with his wife. Scott's stayed with his wife. They've been together for 40 years, and there's no scandal in either of their lives, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
so what's McMullen's problem with them, Kurt?
Well, you know, and he might say, well, I didn't know about him. If he did,
good,
you know,
can bow out right now and endorse him now that you know, and you can use Sam Bushman's
former,
written endorsement as a blueprint, McMullen.
Yeah, or how would you say former spy CIA guy wouldn't be able to do the undercover work to figure out that, you know, there's some legitimate candidates.
Well, there's a lot of people that need Liberty Roundtable for help, Kurt. I mean,
well, that's true.
Almost everybody listens to it, even the FBI and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy.
Good point.
I don't blame these people for needing help from Liberty Roundtable Live. I mean, we're so good at it, so hard-hitting. All right, I'm pulling a Donald Trump now, aren't I? All right, I won't do that. Just teasing. We do our best, and we hope it's enough. We hope it makes the difference. We hope we stand with the truth. And we need to remember that in all this, don't throw people's free speech rights overboard, even if you disagree with them, because one day it'll be you. That's the poignant point to remember on this. Back in a flash, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election Day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you: Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
To be here in Gettysburg, hallowed ground where so many lives were given in service to freedom. Amazing place. President Lincoln served in a time of division like we've never seen before. It is my hope that we can look at his example to heal the divisions we are living through right now. We are a very divided nation. I'm not a politician and have never wanted to be a politician. Believe me. But when I saw the trouble our country was in, I knew I couldn't stand by and watch any longer. Our country has been so good to me. I love our country, and I felt I had to act. I've seen the system up close and personal for many years. I've been a major part of it. I know how the game works in Washington and on Wall Street, and I know how they've rigged the rules of the game against everyday Americans. The rules are rigged. Nearly one in four Americans in their prime earning years isn't even working. One in five households have no one with a job. 45 million Americans are on food stamps, and 47 million are living in poverty. We have failed our inner cities, and in so doing, have failed our African American and Hispanic communities. We've misguided military adventures overseas and wars that go on forever that just cannot be won by the people that are doing it now. They don't know how to win the wars.
All right, there you have it, Kurt. We're talking about this incredible speech Donald gave. And I can't play the whole thing because it's super long, but that gives you kind of a flavor of Donald Trump speaking about his country, about what he sees the problems are, and about where he sees us going for solutions. Your thoughts, Kurt?
You know, I saw this a while back when it came out. The sad thing was it was on a weekend, which is typically the way that, at least many things kind of go the way of all the earth. If they show up like on a Friday or something and the standard media doesn't want to cover them, then by Monday they'll just be forgotten and they'll never even hit most people's front page, if you will. You know, I think it was very well done. He had some quite some good support there. I'm talking about, what was it, Giuliani and several other guys, you know, big generals, if you will. You know, he's, I think, right on target here. And he's done some real thinking there and putting this together. And that's one of the things that impresses me the most about him is the people he surrounds himself with, both his own family and then the other supporters, if you will.
I thought it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. And what are they calling it, Kurt? Trump's Gettysburg? Yeah. Address, that's kind of an interesting deal. It makes closing arguments relating to what he's going to do with his first 100 days in office, right?
Yeah, and, you know, you look at that list, and, you know, of course, you and I would add a number of things to it. But, you know, it's these are a bunch of things that we would certainly welcome, you know. And, by the way, this report, the main report I saw on this was from across the pond, the dailymail.com, you know, so you're talking about, you know, real news only coming from, you know, overseas, even though this happened right here in America, right, Sam?
Yes. He talks about changes that are only had once in a lifetime, Kurt, and that's kind of an interesting statement. And believe it or not, I happen to agree with it. Whether Donald will literally get that done or not is yet to be seen, folks.
Yes.
He started out by telling you that he spent his life as one of them. Now I want you to believe he's one of us. And you know what? I have concerns about that. I hope it's true. But all I can tell you is I believe in repentance. I believe in change. I believe in, pardon the phrase, a coming to Jesus moment for people, Kurt. And I believe that, you know what? Donald has this opportunity. And if he rejects it and deceives me, then he's really rejecting and deceiving God's principles and God's way. I don't need to hold Donald accountable for that. I just need to believe in that change and that hope that anybody can make. And if I really support the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, I will believe in that change. And if I saw Hillary making that change, I may give her a chance. But I don't see it. If I thought there was a better candidate that really had a chance to win, I'd be on board with that candidate. But there isn't one. And so given the choices that we have, I say, you know what? Donald Trump is trending in the right direction. I pray he's genuine. If he betrays us, he betrays and mocks God. Let him deal with the consequences of that. In the meantime, I'm going to stand for the pro-life message. Donald's singing it. I'm going to support the good people on the Supreme Court that'll stand for traditional God, family, and country values. I hope Donald's true to that. It goes on and on and on. But it isn't about Donald, Kurt, as much as it's about principle. And it's about that God can use people who may not have perfect lives. I mean, Lord knows he's using me to hopefully make a difference. And I'm far from perfect.
Now, I'll give you another thing that I think gets him less than big support here in Utah. One of his lists on his bills he would push in his first 100 days include school choice and education opportunity.
Bring it on, brother.
Well, I know, but, you know, remember, Sam, right here in Utah, one of the most powerful entities is what they call the Utah Education Association. And I have it on good authority that they have sent out to their 20-plus thousand, you know, both teachers and former teachers and supporters, the fact that, hey, they want Hillary Clinton. And, you know, these people who are supposed to be your children's, you know, caretakers, et cetera, you know, have leaders who basically are promoting, well, I mean, therefore, abortion, et cetera. And yet, so when they see this, you know, they come out even stronger against it because, you know, they recognize that as a way to take out their monopoly, if you will, and education, especially here in Utah. You know, other places the school choice kind of thing will ring a lot better, like, for example, Washington, D.C. or other places like that, where, you know, the majority of the people, I think, see the failed schools, you know, that kind of thing. But around here, you know, a lot of them just view them as, hey, it's, you know, kind of apple pie in America, etc.
Now, one of the fascinating things in this incredible landmark speech, Kurt, as well, is that Donald, they said that he's been known for vague, you know, I'll do this, I'll do that, but it's been vague. Even his naysayers now are saying, you know what, he put a lot of concrete behind what he's been saying in this speech, too. He laid out a contract with America, playing on the 1994 freshman revolution, if you will. And he says, we're waging another battle, a political one. And he put a lot of concrete details into his speech that even the naysayers are going, wow. So what do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, you're exactly right. You know, when you look at the whole, you know, one of the biggest reasons he's got the support he's got is the whole jobs issue. And, for example, in here under the bills he would push in his first 100 days, you have in the Offshoring Act. It says new tariffs on goods brought into the U.S. by American companies that relocate jobs outside the U.S. When you do stuff like that, you begin to protect, you know, the American worker. And it's amazing how protection of America, you know, has for so much of our lives has been kind of like an evil thing. Because what they did was, you know, they cloaked it in the idea of free trade, you know. And what it really meant was, hey, unfair trade.
It's like pro-choice of the Patriot Act too, right?
Yeah, that's exactly
those kind of deceptive names, to say the least. But Donald hit it out of the park with this speech. It's on YouTube. You can listen to it. It's like 40-plus minutes long. We couldn't play it all. But I wanted to give you a flavor. And we certainly wanted to highlight some of the details, the concrete realities that Donald Trump is putting in place. You know, he's going to basically reduce taxes. He's going to simplify the tax situation. He's going to end the school choice, taxes, get rid of the foreign trade, deception and manipulation, renegotiate deals for America, protect the border. He's going to reject the criminals. He's going to basically put Hillary in prison. I mean, you know, all these things, Kurt, are sound solutions, and I don't see Mr. McMullen proposing any of these things at all, do you?
No. You know, he says end illegal immigration act, restoring community safety act, restoring national security act, clean up corruption in Washington act. I mean, that would
Boy, do we need
take
that,
the whole, you know, like, all his lifetime to get that done, you know. But
at least he's talking about it, working on it, and I pray that he's genuine. That's all I can say. I pray that he's genuine in doing so, Kurt. Because if he is, just think what it means for America, what it means for our children and our families, what it means for the sacred cause of liberty, and what it means for the blessings that the Almighty will give to us if we obey his commandments. Wow, what an opportunity. Will Donald deliver? Don't know, pray so, is all I can say. Time will tell, that's reality. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore our great nation. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today. This nation shall endure.